Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired showcases singer-songwriter Gail Cloud and her latest release, Many Waters. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, Rockwired Radio Profiles is giving it up for the Seattle-based singer-songwriter by the name of Gail Cloud, who has just released her latest CD, Many Waters. The term singer-songwriter always brings about the image of a tortured soul strumming a guitar, but in Cloud's case, the sounds of love and loss are a little denser than that. Cloud's sounds boasts an almost world-rhythm sound inspired by her years of living abroad and making a name for herself as a music artist. I had a chance to speak with Gail about her new release and finding her voice, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD Many Waters, here is Gail Cloud with Golden Wings.
To forge a way in the world, Her courage calls her. She is no longer a girl. Though strange and daunting, she sees herself without ties. The layers fall away and open her eyes. She longs to be free. Oh, so free and spread her wings, a golden.
From the CD Many Waters, that was Gail Cloud with Golden Wings. Visit Gail at her official website, www.gailcloud.com. I had a chance to speak with Gail about the new CD and her growth as a songwriter. Here's how it went.
Well, Many Waters is out there for everybody to hear, and now that all the work that has gone into it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm pretty thrilled. I think it's just really evolved into a really rich and beautiful body of work. And of course, I don't credit just myself for it. I feel very fortunate that I had John Palmer, who's an extremely gifted producer and arranger, as my musical partner on this. And I've had just really amazing musicians. And so it's really been a team effort of really talented and amazing musicians that have come together to help bring this body of work to life.
And describe working with John.
It's been really extraordinary because John Palmer and I have been musical partners for quite some time. In fact, this is the second CD that we've produced and worked on together. And I met John shortly after I moved to New York from Paris, and we were just playing together in a band, and I just thought he was a really gifted musician, and I noticed that he had the capability to take my compositions and infuse just an incredible magic into each piece. He seemed to really understand how to interpret the music and take it to a place in which we both resonated. And so he, you know, he sort of put it out there. He really wanted to produce the last album, Second Chance, and it was a really great journey for both of us, and it was so successful that when I was ready to move forward on this body of work, Many Waters, there was absolutely no question in my mind that John Palmer was my guy, and we just work in a really, really wonderful way.
What do you think is the biggest difference between this album and the previous release, Second Chance?
I think that it is a logical evolution from the last album, which I was really thrilled with as well. But, you know, I've continued to grow as an artist, and I think my work has become richer and more sophisticated, and also Johnny and I had that experience of the last album working together, and so this album is probably rich with more international and world influences, and I think that the instrumentation is more lush than the last album. And so we learned a few things along the way, and while they're both good, I think that this last Last Effort, Many Waters is turned out to be a pretty stellar effort.
And just to get a little biography, how did music begin for you?
I've been a musician my entire life. I started playing the piano at probably age 7, and then I sort of moved on to the guitar and the viola and percussion and the flute, the piccolo, and various different instruments. And I come from a very musical family, so for me, music was always just a very natural part of life for me, almost like breathing. And my life was just filled with music all the time. And as life went, kind of moved on, the piano became my instrument of choice for writing music and performing.
And at what
keyboard?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. And at what point did songwriting begin for you?
That too has been kind of an evolution throughout my life. I mean, as a young girl, I used to write little songs and little ditties, and even as a teenager, I would say that my more serious songwriting effort began when I was living in Paris. About 10 years ago, I moved to Paris to more or less reinvent my life and to devote myself fully to music. And while I was there, the world really changed. I was there during the millennium, and I was there during September 11th and the beginning of the Iraq War, and the tensions of the world and the universe were really very present, especially being an American living in a foreign country. And I think it was the combination of all those many pressures. I had begun studying with various vocal coaches, and I actually debuted as a jazz singer to begin with in Paris, and built kind of a name for myself doing that. And my mentor, whom I was working with, suggested that I start doing some of my own work. And so I think it was the combination of encouragement, the inspiration of being well received on stage, along with some of the travails of what was happening on the planet, sort of created this magical inspiration, per se, for me to actually begin writing music. And once I started debuting some of my own work, I had a real shift and realized that doing my own work was really what I was meant to do, because it was very, not only was it well received, I began to really embrace the possibility of being able to share in a more meaningful way.
And in listening to an album like Many Waters, you know, there is a strong sort of world music sense to it. Do you think that sort of influence came from living abroad, or?
Absolutely. It was a really sexy time in my life. And I actually did my longest gig at an African club, a Senegalese club called Doko, which was partially owned by Ousou N'Dour, who's a very famous Senegalese musician. And I actually got the gig by sort of wandering in there. It had just recently been constructed, and I was so taken by the ambiance, and I just thought it was really cool, and it was this really great little venue in my own quartier. And so I sort of convinced them to give me a regular gig, and the way that I got it was they just asked me, you know, kind of impromptu, to get on stage with an African musician. He was singing in a language I had not a clue what this guy was singing, and he didn't know any of the music that I knew, and so I just started ad-libbing and picking up some of his African words, and I started having a lot of fun with it, and that was sort of the beginning of just the great joy and pleasure of playing with musicians from various parts of the world. And so while I brought my own music to that venue, I had the opportunity to play with and to appreciate musicians from various different cultures, and it was exciting for me.
Visit Gail at her official website, www.gailcloud.com. From the CD Many Waters, here is Gail Cloud once again with Snow Keeps Falling.
Melting snow leaves puddles in my brain. Throw me a lifeline before I go insane. Icy roads I could slip and fall. So a long dark road to call. I do know that all I have is today. I do know. Do I play or do I die? It's up to me to decide. While the snow keeps falling in my head, chilly nights, when will it be warm? Hold me close.
Back to the States. It sounds like, you know, you had this great, you know, creative, you know, moment in Europe, and then you come back to the States. What was it that brought you back?
Well, it was really it was kind of a strategic move to bring my music to another level. I, at that point, had begun writing a body of work that was taking form and shape. And it was at that point that I realized that I would have better success producing and launching in my own country, and so I moved to New York City. And where I also, just as a little side note, when I moved to Paris, I didn't know a soul, and the same was true when I moved to New York. So, I really had some incredible adventures finding my way in two cities in which I knew absolutely no one, and in one city where I actually had to learn to speak the language. So it just became apparent to me that it was important for me to launch the next phase of my career in my own language and in my own country. And New York is really like a country in itself. You know, Manhattan is like no place on the planet, and the talent that exists there is absolutely phenomenal. And so it really didn't feel like I was, it wasn't such a leap culturally to go from Paris to New York, because I'd been in Paris for 5 years at this point. So that's what I ended up doing. I went to New York, and I actually performed quite a bit and connected with wonderful musicians, and then produced an album. And then I also, even though I now live in Seattle, I went back to New York periodically and produced many waters there as well.
And what did you find, or what do you find to be the biggest difference between the way an American audience reacts to the music as opposed to a European one?
Yes, that's a question I've actually been asked before, and it is a little bit different. I think that while both audiences are really great, and every artist is delighted and very appreciative of any fan or any audience base, I found that being an artist in Europe was treated probably with perhaps a little bit more regard. They really consider an artist as having a very honorable profession, and they have a real deep admiration for an artist, regardless of whether or not that person is rich and famous. So there tends to be probably more of a reverence in terms of a show, where people are very attentive and just appreciative in a different way, whereas I think the American audiences can tend to be really playful and interactive, and that too is really wonderful.
Explain, if it can be explained, the creative process. How do songs get written for you? How do you go about it?
You know, it's magic. It's so hard to explain how that process really occurs, other than it's very similar to a certain kind of channeling from another place. And it's never exactly the same. Sometimes I get the words and the music simultaneously at the same time, and sometimes a song can come very quickly and very readily. Other times, I can kind of doodle around with some chord progressions and some melodies that I might play around with for months, and I have no idea where it's going until all of a sudden it sort of comes together and takes shape, and then the message and the lyrics attach themselves to it. And so I never experience any angst about the songwriting process. You know, sometimes people will say, well, do you ever get writer's block? And I really don't, because I'm happy to just let the music flow through me in its own timing.
With that being said, what songs off of Many Waters resonate for you the most personally, and why?
I resonate with all of them, but, I guess for various different reasons, I might pick a few. Bombay was the first song that I wrote shortly after producing my last album, and it was really about finding a very joyful place within oneself after a period of hardship. And I really felt that I had gone through a fair amount of struggle, as artists often do, and I was beginning to see, you know, some tremendous light coming into my life. So that was kind of a joyful proclamation. And it's about really feeling often that when you come to a place after a period of hardship, it can feel like a foreign land, and thus the name Bombay. Many Waters is the title song, is about a dream that I actually had, and it's about a place of great beauty and calm with beautiful sapphire blue waters and rock formations, and it sort of represented for me a place where one can go to experience a tremendous amount of calm and kind of a very embracing place, a very peaceful place. And Open to Love is a song that I wrote for my sweetheart, so that of course has a fair amount of meaning for me. Well, they all do, you know, they really do. Snow Keeps Falling was a song that I wrote shortly after returning to Seattle, and it's about the travail of really kind of starting life over once again. And not all the songs are autobiographical. For example, Turnaround Lover Boy, which is kind of a surprising twist in my repertoire because it's a lot edgier and a little bit more rock-oriented than what I typically do, but I was really pissed off when I wrote that song, and while it is not really about a man in my life, I was able to take the anger that I had for someone in my own life and kind of turn it into a story that I thought perhaps a number of women could relate to. I mean, I think that, you know, every woman along the way has had a guy that she's wanted to say hit the road, Jack, to, you know?
Right.
So I could go on and on. You know, I think that each of these songs has a seed of something that I relate to in my own life. And yet it is my hope that this body of work is something that other people can live through, that it becomes part of their story. Because once you write a song and you deliver it into the world, you really no longer own it. And so it is my hope that other people will have an experience through the music.
Visit Gail at her official website, www.gailcloud.com. From the CD Many Waters, here is Gail Cloud once again with Bombay.
Came upon me like a summer rain, took me by surprise. When I wake up, I can't believe my luck. How'd I find my way to Bombay? Bombay, Bombay, Bombay. There's a distant land in all of us, beyond the fantasy. The edge is longer and now far away. I'm where I long to be, in Bombay. I am dancing to the angels. ancient hall, runes begin to fall. Smells are pungent, colors fill the sky. Awaken my third eye in Bombay.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Gail Cloud and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Once again, check out Gail Cloud at her official website, www.gailcloud.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush. Remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.